This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Today, the San Francisco 49ers announced $200 million renovation plans for Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, ahead of the venue's hosting of the Super Bowl and the World Cup in 2026. And Phil, let's start with the upgrades. What does $200 million get you for a stadium that is only 10 years old?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to get you, me, or Patty, or a lot of the people listening out there much of anything. But if you're one of the people that can either buy or lease a suite for anywhere from $50,000 a game to $500,000 for a season, you're going to see some changes, because a good chunk of this $200 million is going into renovating the already luxury suites into super luxury seats. Now, there's other things that are going to be happening. Is we're going to get much bigger and better screening so that, you know, whatever replays or whatever's being shown is going to be blown up on a giant screen, a better grade screen, probably the best in the NFL. Plus, you're going to get night lighting. It's going to be LED lighting, so that's another step up. They're going to add 20 additional field seats. I don't have the money for that, and there's going to be two seats for up to 2,000 fans. Will be in two open air bar areas that they're going to be. So a lot of upgrading, and it's going to cost a pretty penny. But people appear to be ready to line up and spend that kind of money, because the 49ers, they're going to be paying for 90% of this. The stadium authority is going to come in for 10, but eventually it's all going to come out on, you know, sponsorship and ticket sales.
So all of us ticket holders are going to pay.
Well, one way or the other, Patty, get in the spirit of things. Now, I don't think you'll be paying as much as somebody that's sitting in that swank luxury suite. But, you know,
I'm not walking around on the fancy comfy carpet. The new carpet, you know, so.
No, you're not. And I got some bad news for you, Patty, because this does not appear to include any kind of screen or shade for the fans who are roasting there because of the setting sun on that side of the stadium. So we're not going to be seeing that. But we are going to be seeing these other, upgrades for Dems that got the money. And that's what a lot of the sports these days, it's not unusual. I mean, it was just 10 years ago that they built the stadium for $1.2 billion. And I would say that, you know, most people going there say, what's wrong with what it is? It looks great to me. And it does. It's a spectacular facility. But the NFL and these sports people, you know, the minute they got it, they want to improve it. And the DeBartolo Yorks are not much different from other NFL owners. You want to be the best in the league. This is what the best costs. It's interesting. This announcement comes just about 6 months after the team wound up a rather lengthy and contentious legal and fight with the city of Santa Clara over who should pay for what in general, you know, as far as policing costs and, you know, concerts and various other things that, you know, were raised questions about. So they got the green light, and they're going to be moving fast. Anyway, as soon as you book that suite, that upgraded suite, you give me a call, and we'll go down and check it out, okay?
I will.
Yeah, exactly. And this whole time I was hoping they were going to improve the parking situation around Levi's, but I guess that's for another day. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, he's going to be on live again with Margie and Eric at 7:50 tomorrow morning.